Dennis Dugard says while he has led the state through some dark days with a Missouri River flood and a $127 million structural deficit, there are brighter days ahead because of making tough choices.
In my first budget, I did what any family or business would do. I cut expenses. With the courageous legislature, we cut state spending by 10%. I cut my own salary by 15%. I cut the cabinet and cut the staff and every agency of state government.
Dugard says 3 years later, the state has a budget surplus. He also credits economic development efforts and judicial reforms among his other top accomplishments.
We're making the public safer. We're holding offenders accountable still. And we're saving money. And we've still got things to do in this area. We're still rolling out that reform because it's not something that's once and done. It's something that's going to take a while to execute and to see the impact. But we're already starting to see some of that impact.
Dugard says South Dakota is one of 15 states that have recovered all of the jobs lost during the recession. He says he remained true to his values while making tough choices.
It's too easy to allow the expediencies of the present to distract us from the values that will carry us in the future. It is too easy to make an exception just this once rather than face the tough choices. Over the past 4 years, we have made those tough choices and stayed true to our values, South Dakota values.
Dugard says he remains a South Dakota farm boy at heart. Two Democrats are in the race for governor. Susan Wismer and Joe Lowe have launched their campaigns earlier. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland in Sioux Falls.